Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Joey Vitale views things a little differently. Just imagine how he looks at hockey.
Whoa!
This is The View from Vitale, brought to you by Scott Lee Heating Company, a proud Mitsubishi Electric Elite contractor.
It's Fastlane on 101 ESPN. Joe Vitale now joining us via the 101 ESPN Celebrity Line. What's up, Joe?
Stoltz, what's going on, man?
Not much. Unfortunately for our Blues, they've been eliminated. But look, you still got one more game going on tomorrow. I wanted to ask you about Jordan Kyrou. He's been on a streak here of late. Anything differently in his game that you can point out to us that maybe wasn't there previously?
You know, I think the biggest thing is he's using his speed. He's going wide. You know, he's such a fast, electric skater. You know, his linear going north style of hockey, it's explosive. When he goes from south to north and he doesn't waste a lot of time going east and west, it can throw defenders off. And I think that this is something that Craig Berube tried to get out of him for a long time. And there was moments where it looked really great and it just really wasn't sustainable for whatever reason. And I think Drew Bannister has made the similar comments. You know, when Jordan Kyrou is not at his best, he's pulling up, going east west, walking the blue lines a lot, instead of just, you know, taking a step the outside. You know, and it kind of goes back to, I've been talking to a lot of coaches around the country about this, and not saying this is, you know, Jordan Kyrou's issue or not issue, however you want to look at it, but a lot of young hockey players, the way they're being developed right now, there's all these creative obstacles. They have these creative, you know, fake players and these stick handling obstacles that are basically, a lot of people are making a lot of money on. When you're doing a lot of skills coaches and you're doing a lot of skills clinics, you see these kids kind of, you know, dancing and tic-tac and stick handling through all these obstacles, and they're great for Instagram, and they're obviously they sell a lot of these products. And a lot of times these skill sessions are based around these type of skill sets. Now the issue becomes, you know, and again, this isn't necessarily just on Jordan Kyrou. You see this kind of league wide. I think players get so ingrained in them that, you know, you have to go through an obstacle. And then you think of it on a game, the obstacle is the defender. So you're coming up the ice, it's a one-on-one. Instead of just going wide and making your life a lot easier, I think instinctually a lot of these young players are actually thinking they have to actually go through the defender. And, of course, they try going through the triangle or their skates or underneath their stick, and they typically end up losing the puck a lot. So that's what Drew Bannister saw a lot of this year. Just he's losing the puck a lot, trying to go through defenders instead of just going wide. So I think that now that he's using his speed to go wide, it's certainly one of those things that has helped him tremendously lately.
Joey, of all the young guys that have made an appearance in the Blues lineup this year, whether making the team originally or being called up, you know, who has surprised you the most, or rather maybe even, you know, what has a few of them done that have surprised you in a pleasant way?
You know, Riz, I mean, there's the obvious ones. I mean, the Matthew Kessel, he came up and he established himself right away. I mean, I think he can manage your top four defender next year for this team coming out of camp. You know, clearly Jake Neighbors, to me, is the most improved player. To me, maybe a not-so-obvious one, there's not enough people I think are talking about, and I think that you don't see right from the optics standpoint off the bat really what the ripple effect of this player has done. To me, it's been Joel Holfer. You know, you look at the way he has backed up this year, the way he's created himself a winning season, the way he has come in some tough games, usually the second game of back-to-backs when the team in front of him is tired, whether it be going to Florida and getting a win, whether it be going to Vancouver and getting a win. This kid has won some big games and some big buildings. And I think that it kind of, you know, it's the gamesmanship. I think it's the stoic approach he has to the game, the professionalism. You know, he really has been a kid that has solidified himself as a bona fide backup. And I look at his own game, and yes, certainly individually it's been there. And I love him for a young guy, like you mentioned. Then there's the ripple effect. There's the ripple effect of what does that mean for your starting goaltender? You know, last year, Jordan Binnington, he did not have a lot of help with Thomas Greiss. When you have a backup that's not winning you games, you know, any goaltender will tell you, it puts a lot of pressure on that starting goaltender to not only go in there and have this pressure to win games when he's in, but you really never can take a break. Even when you're out of games and you're sitting on the bench and you're watching your team lose, there's that pressure. You just never feel like you're getting a full rest. You know, they you know, compared to in football where a quarterback, when the running game's going great, you know, that's when the passing game can open up because the quarterback's not feeling a lot of pressure. And I think for Binnington, as good of a year as he's had, a lot of credit has to go to Joel Hofer and the fact that he's come in this year and done a great job.
Joey, I've played on a team where we went 8-8 and missed the playoffs. And if we'd have won one extra game, probably made the playoffs. One of those losses was to a 5-12, a 5-11 Cleveland Browns team. Have you gotten a sense of how this team feels knowing that they were just a few games, maybe missed out on some games from being in the playoffs?
Yeah, I do, Kerry. I do. I think that this team is certainly, you know, licking their wounds on some of these losses, you know, whether it be, you know, going, you know, 0-2-1 against the San Jose Sharks. And then you break the game down even further. I mean, you go into that final game in San Jose, for example. I mean, this is a team right after that Nashville Predators game where you kind of felt like they were just done. But even if you go out and you win that game, and then they continue to go off, and then they beat the Ducks, and they came home and you win a couple more, they were still right there. I mean, it was just that close. So not only the games, but also the plays within the game where you're like, man, if we could have just got one more save or just got one more goal. I mean, to me, if it's a difference of maybe one or two players going on a little bit more of a heater than they did this year. I mean, you're looking at the heater that Jordan Kyrou is going on right now. You know, if Jordan Kyrou goes on a 6 or 7 game run when he was going through some of his dry spells this season, to me, that's the difference of 3-4 more wins, maybe. You know, look at the captain. Look at Braden Schenn. I mean, he went 18 games without a goal. You know, I mean, he went through a couple different dry spells this year. If you get your captain going and all of a sudden it's not 0 goals in 18 games, maybe it's 3-18 or maybe even it's, you know, 4-18. Nothing crazy, nothing drastic, but you'd be surprised what 1, 2, or 3 more goals can do for you. So, you know, it is unfortunate. You look at it from a team standpoint, they do feel like they could have got those team wins. But as you continue to break it down, you know, you're looking at a team that are looking at a few goal scorers that just got a little bit too dry in a couple different chapters of this season, and it just didn't work out. And a lot of teams, it's not the goal scorers, it's the goaltending. Luckily for St. Louis, they're not looking at this season and saying, man, we just had some bad goaltending for that 10-game segment or that first chapter, we just couldn't get a save. It's never been the issue. So that, to me, is always going to be positive. It's just about maybe next year you're looking at your top players. They got to be top for 6 out of 8 games, you know, 9 out of 10 throughout certain stretches. That was something Ryan O'Reilly, you know, we miss our captain, but that was what he was so good about. And I talked to him about that. He said, listen, everyone's going to have a bad game. But the difference between good and elite is the good players, when they have a bad game, sometimes it goes into 2 games and then 3 games, and then they bounce back. But the elite players, once that bad game happens, once that valley hits, they know exactly what they need to do to get right back on the horse, and they got to get back to their winning ways as quickly as possible. That's the difference in the McDavids and, of course, the Crosbys and the Ryan O'Reillys versus some of the players that end up going on those 8, 9, 10-game runs where they just are a little bit absent in the game.
Joe, good call. We appreciate you, man. We appreciate you throughout the course of the year. Have a great call tomorrow for the Blues and the Stars, last game of the regular season. We'll talk to you again soon, Joe.
Sounds good, boys. Appreciate you guys as well. Have a great week.
Thanks, brother. We'll see you. That's Joe Vitale here in the Fastlane on 101 ESPN. Blues Stars pregame at 7:30. Hey, we have a chance right now to win a 4-pack of tickets to see next Tuesday night's Budweiser Bash game for Cardinals and Diamondbacks. Next week is the first Bud Bash game of the season. It features a limited edition Jeff Suppan bobblehead. You can text in now if you want to play, you want an opportunity to win these tickets. 314-399-9646 if you have the correct answer to our trivia question, which is, and with the unfortunate passing of Whitey Herzog, we have a Whitey Herzog themed trivia. Who did Whitey make his MLB debut with? Who did he make his MLB debut with? If you know the team, send it into the Air Comfort Service text line now, 314-399-9646, and then you can win some Budweiser Bash tickets for Cardinals versus Diamondbacks on April 23rd. You can get all the details on this season series of Bud Bash games now at cardinals.com/promotions. And unfortunately, I just did that right as we're going to do the Sports Six Pack. Did you get some questions there, Marshy, before I did that?
I do have a few questions.
You'll figure it out, buddy. Sports Six Pack next on 101 ESPN.